A truck driver had been hired to deliver 50 penguins to the state zoo. As he was driving his truck through the desert, his truck broke down. 3 hours passed and he began to wonder if his cargo would survive in the desert heat. Finally, he was able to wave down another truck. He offered the driver $500 to take the penguins to the zoo, and the other driver agreed. The next day, the truck driver finally made it to town. As he drove, he was appalled to see the second truck driver walking down the street with his 50 penguins walking in single file behind him. He slammed on his brakes, jumped out of his truck, stormed over to the other trucker. "What's going on?" he shouted. "I gave you $500 to take these penguins to the zoo." The other trucker responded, "I did take them to the zoo, and I had some money left over, so now we're going to see a movie." Miscommunication leads to complication and confusion. Just a little miscommunication can mean a lot of problems. In today's chapter, Paul gives us a lesson on effective communication. As author William H. White so aptly said, the great enemy of communication we find is the illusion of it. Paul wants to remove the illusions for us, and his advice is priceless. He starts off 1 Timothy 5 with explaining how to communicate to people. Listen to verses 1 and 2. "Never speak sharply to an older man, but plead with him respectfully, just as though he were your own father. Talk to the younger men as you would to much beloved brothers. Treat the older women as mothers and the girls as your sisters, thinking only pure thoughts about them." This passage can so easily be passed over, and we miss Paul's powerful lesson on how to communicate to different groups of people. All people don't hear the same way. Ages and gender contribute to that. Paul tells us the importance of knowing who we are speaking to and how to speak to them. It's about knowing our audience. I've had the privilege of doing chapels in different venues. I've spoken to Major League Baseball and NFL teams, and in those environments, I make sure I do certain things. The window is short, and I realize for the entire season, this is these professional players' church. I must not only respect their time, but I also must make sure I'm making use of their time. Here are my two rules in these settings. One, lift up God's word, and two, lift up God's son. First, I always bring a physical Bible and read from it. Why? Isaiah 55:11 says, "My word shall never return void." That means better than a leadership principle or a pep talk, the best thing I can do for those players is to give them a Bible principle because we'll always be productive. Second, I lift up God's son. Jesus said in John 12:32, "If I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself." When we don't lift up Jesus, then people are attracted to the wrong thing. Sometimes it's us, and we don't have what they need. The Apostle Paul gave us this important chapel rule, too, when we are talking to certain groups of people. He said, when we have a hard conversation with a person older than we are, harsh and hard talk must be dispensed with, and we must take the posture of a son and see that person as a parent. This strategy goes, if we're a supervisor with senior citizens on our staff, to having to tell our elderly neighbor to keep their dogs off our lawn. Plead with them as if they were your own father. He says the same treatment goes for elderly women. His plea about how we speak to our peers is much needed also in our generation. Young men talk to other young men as beloved brothers, as though they're our own flesh and blood. And when we see a young lady, we treat them as flesh and blood also and keep our thoughts pure about them. This is profound communication advice from Paul for all of us. Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in the world, was recently with some young entrepreneurs who asked him to share one piece of advice for 20-somethings who just graduated from business school. He told them, the one easy way to become worth 50% more than you are now, at least, is to hone your communication skills. If you can't communicate, it's like winking at a girl in the dark, nothing happens. He said, you can have all the brain power in the world, but you have to be able to transmit it. 1 Timothy 5 keeps us from winking in the dark. Knowing how to talk to people is an alert and hard work that there is much to consider. According to the Harvard Business Review, the number one criteria for advancement and promotion for professionals is an ability to communicate effectively. Thanks to Paul, you can communicate effectively because of the tool he provided in 1 Timothy chapter 5.